As we expected, there was a wide variety in follow-up protocol, but some clear trends did come through. Every included series used some form of hematological monitoring. 89% used CEA. All series used some form of intra-abdominal imaging, with 86% using CT abdomen. Interestingly, only 54% reported performing any kind of routine chest imaging. But of interest, about half of the published series performed more intensive follow-up in the early period after resection, that is the first 3 years after resection, whereas the other half performed routine follow-up at a kind of a fixed time period throughout the whole follow-up period.